Mr. President, the theme that you have selected for this session, focusing on people, striving for peace and decent life for all on a sustainable planet, resonates very well with the aspiration of our nation for peace, unity, development, and prosperity. Your selected theme is in line with the declaration of this year's 2017 by His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit as the Year of Peace and Prosperity. This solemn declaration is intended to cement our resolve that the aspiration of our people, have fought for, long hard for, are realized. However, realization of peace is greatly impeded with insufficient resources. We commend the effort of the IGAD, African Union, and international partners to shun and isolate political actors that seek power through violence. We urge all stakeholders to continue embracing this common position and renew our commitment to further build on the progress that we have made to ensure that our people inherit a future that we always envision and aspire to. Nonetheless, we do not wish to delude ourselves that peace, unity, and development can be achieved overnight, but require relentless and concerted efforts, dedication, and commitment by all partners, which we are all pursuing willingly, consciously, and vigorously. We strongly believe that peace is not a one-day affair or event. For us and our friendly partners in peace, there is simply no other viable alternative than making peace. Nonetheless, realization of peace takes time. Attaining peace in South Sudan is a process. It requires our collective efforts. It is a consistent and persistent build-up of positive steps towards achieving a world that we envision for the future generation in our country, in our continent, and in our world at large. It is therefore against this background that the Transitional Government of National Unity has embraced the full implementation of the peace agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. As the only instrument pivotal to achieving this mission and vision. By way of updating this August House, Your Excellency, allow me, Mr. President, to highlight some of the important steps that our government has taken to further enhance the achievement of peace in our young country. The Transitional Government of National Unity continues to stand by its commitment to implement the unilateral ceasefire, which was announced by His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit in May 2017, was called to estrange opposition group to reciprocate. This extension of an olive branch is still ongoing. With support from friendly partners, the government has embarked on implementing key aspects of the transitional security arrangement, such as the security sector reform, cantonment of forces, and training of joint integrated police JIP in an effort to demilitarize our communities. We hope that the recently graduated JIP for Juba will be an example that can be evaluated in other security sector institutions, especially through overhaul and restructuring of the SPLA into a professional national army. Mr. President, the Transitional Government of National Unity is spearheading grassroots intercommunal peace initiative as ongoing communal conflict characterized by cattle rustling, child abduction, hybrid dowry, and land dispute can be seriously a stumbling block to peace. It is absolutely important to find ways to transform the way our community interact with each other, and the international community should encourage and support government efforts and invest in steps aimed at addressing this local conflict so that success stories can replicate all over South Sudan at the different phases of our national dialogue. It is in this area that I would like to highlight the role of young South Sudanese as either agent for agent or detractors of peace. If I may use an example of how an intercommunal feud characterized by cattle rustling and child abduction escalate almost into an uncontrolled conflict simply because the youth from different communities were incited to violence, make use of appropriate collective effort in ensuring the situation in South Sudan can only be salvaged through no other means but the embracement of peace. I wish also to highlight the important roles that the South Sudanese women continue to play as peace builders and custodian of this intercommunal peace initiative. It is against this background that the Transitional Government of National Unity, with the support of religious leaders, UNMIS, UNDP, other partners, is engaging in grassroots peace, people-to-people peace, by way of investing in improving the economic activities between communities, like building markets, rehabilitation of schools, construction of fishing storage facilities, and peaceful disarmament of armed communities have improved relationship between warring communities, host communities, and IDPs. Currently in South Sudan, we are optimistic of the return of peace. Lately, we have witnessed refugees and internally displaced persons returning to their villages, gradually, voluntarily returning to their villages, and several steps within communities indicating that direction of coexistence and living in harmony is a reality. There will be challenges and reversals, but the big picture should be the direction of movement. We are very much open to listening to councils, joint actions, but we also expect our partners to acknowledge and reciprocate progress, demonstrate some sense of respect and trust. An overtly confrontational approach risks creating a siege and bunker mentality. However, we are confident that soon violence and wars shall be the stories of the past in the Republic of South Sudan. The National Dialogue Initiative, NDI, which was declared by His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit, is making strong and steady progress with regard to government commitment to address a number of political and security issues with the view of creating an enabling environment for dialogue. Among others, major steps taken include release of prisoners, including journalists, expansion of the steering committee to include all relevant stakeholders in the country, ongoing reach out to opposition figures, and declaration of unilateral cessation of hostilities. The National Dialogue Initiative is a process whose primary objective is promoting reconciliation and enhancing confidence in the peace process so as to not only make dialogue the only viable option to resolve conflict, but also a foundation to national constitutional review process. At this juncture, I would like to note that the steering committee of the National Dialogue has begun to embark on engagement with all shade of political opinion, in particular those living outside South Sudan, in order to ensure that inclusivity in national dialogue is achieved. The outcomes of the national dialogue are reflective of all the components of South Sudanese community. The steering committee is also engaging teams of resource persons who will go to all states, counties, Payam and Bomas to organize meetings with representatives of the relevant groups to seek their view on the grievances held by their people and to ensure that these are effectively addressed and corrected. The result of these discussions in the state shall be reported to the steering committee, which will in turn present this to the larger national dialogue conference. The process will end with recommendation and resolution that shall be presented to the national leadership under the presidency and to the national parliament for final adoption and implementation. Our government is supportive of the efforts aimed at revitalizing the implementation of the peace agreement. We recently convened in our capital, Juba, a meeting of IGAD Council of Ministers to deliberate on ways to further expedite the preparation for establishment of a high-level revitalization forum, which is envisaged to focus on practical ways to expedite the implementation of the peace agreement. Today, South Sudan enjoy cordial relationship with its neighbors. These countries of Ethiopia, Kenya, Sudan, and Uganda are hosting South Sudanese refugees, providing corridors for humanitarian access, and supporting the development project, which further enhance the effort of transitional government of national unity to bring peace. We are dependent on this good relationship in order to review and increase oil production, construct and maintain and maintenance of important roads infrastructure, and provide electricity in the border towns, which are key ingredients for boosting the economy and work as incentive for peace. Honorable Your Excellency, our government reaffirms its willingness and readiness to implement the African High-Level Implementation Panel proposed in September 21, 2012, which was accepted by His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit as presented by the panel. We are hopeful that Republic of Sudan and the Republic of South Sudan will soon resume cooperation in implementing this proposal. Mr. President, I would like to report to this August House that our government is cooperating with United Nations Mission in South Sudan, UNMISS, and facilitate the deployment of the RPF. In the past few months, we have witnessed the arrival of members of the advanced RPF as agreed with the United Nations. The government is reaffirmed its commitment to work closely with United Nations, AU, IGAD, in seeing that the smooth implementation and operationalization of the mandate of these troops in South Sudan. The Government of Transitional National Unity continue to work towards ensuring that humanitarian access to those in need is unhindered. This has been done through continuous and open dialogue with the aid agencies, striving to have more humanitarian corridors open up. With your permission, Your Excellency, I wish to commend the concerted effort of the various humanitarian agencies that positively responded, worked to reverse the famine situation in parts of South Sudan, and some gains notwithstanding, I would like to urge that the continued support is necessary in achieving a hunger-free South Sudan. I would like to take this opportunity to express our condolences and prayers to the families of those humanitarian workers, aid workers, who lost their life in the line of duty in the Republic of South Sudan. While we appreciate that saving life is important, we ought also saving livelihood. We cannot continue to clean the floor while the tap is still open. The old paradigm that humanitarian intervention first and development later is not a viable policy in the case of the Republic of South Sudan. It is important to incentivize peace and stability through a balanced approach to development and embracing a new way of working. Stabilization and recovery initiatives are essential, and emergency support need to be effective, complemented with some level of economic dynamism that provide new platform for social cohesion and resilient building. As partners, we all need to do business different. As government, we redouble our efforts to ensure access and improve the enabling environment for humanitarian intervention. It is our expectation that a smart combination and collaboration of development and humanitarian support is needed to maintain positive momentum. Our ultimate goal, Your Excellency, and responsibility is to give an opportunity for peace to all South Sudanese, which will enable them to choose their own leaders through a free, fair, and credible elections. Our focus for the remaining months of the transitional period, therefore, is to ensure that adequate preparation and creation of conducive environment for these elections are at the forefront of our priorities, and we will see to it that peace is realized and that sufficient resources have been allocated in this regard. Mr. President, these efforts are core building blocks and prerequisite for boosting confidence among within our communities. We will stimulate them to voluntarily and gradually return to their homes. I would like to reiterate our stand that we are of the opinion that these efforts can only be sustained if and only if all political actors continue to respect and reciprocate the unilateral ceasefire declared by His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit early this year. Mr. President, the progress that we speak about can only be witnessed once we start to see progress in the reform of the United Nations Security Council. It is an urgent task to realize the reform of the United Nations Security Council, since current composition and function of the Security Council does not reflect the realities of the international community in the 21st century. In order to achieve concrete progress on the Security Council reforms, it is imperative to launch tax-based negotiations in the Intergovernmental Negotiation, IGN, during the 72nd session of the General Assembly. In this regard, South Sudan wishes to add its voice in expressing its concern regarding the rising tension in the Korean Peninsula. South Sudan supports the call of an international community, urging North Korea to fully comply with the relevant United Nations Security Councils on nuclear tests and ballistic missile launches. South Sudan urges North Korea to show sincere will and concrete actions toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In regard to climate change, Your Excellency, although South Sudan's greenhouse gas emissions are negligible, it is one of the worst countries affected by the climate change. The country is experiencing recurring droughts. According to Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, it is the fastest warming country in the region. In terms of flooding, loss of biodiversity and livelihoods, I am glad to inform this August House that South Sudan has ratified the Paris Agreement and has prepared its national determinant contribution and national adaptation program of action to implement the project embodied in both documents. Your Excellency, Mr. President, allow me at this juncture to extend my appreciation to member states of IGAD, the IGAD Plus, the EU, Troika, China, Japan, Germany, and the broader international community for their support to peace process and development in my country. While we appreciate that South Sudan as a nation cannot operate in isolation, the direction of the way forward must be South Sudanese-led and solution home grown. If we are genuinely striving to achieve sustainable results, long live South Sudan, long live the United Nations. I thank you, Mr. President.